New York grapples with the shocking aftermath of the World Trade Center attacks. We hear from one Caribbean national who escaped. The Caribbean begins to count the economic cost of the horrific events. And Guyana tells why it's taking its time in accepting criminal deportees from the US. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Rescuers have managed to pull several people from the rubble of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. Knife-wielding hijackers crashed commercial jets into the New York landmark and the Pentagon near Washington yesterday. Hospitals in New York have been flooded with offers of help from off-duty medical staff. But today they've been stressing that they're now able to cope with anything that's likely to be thrown at them, an indication perhaps that rescuers are unlikely to find many people still alive. New York's mayor, Rudolph Giuliani, has said that casualties are likely to be in the thousands. Our correspondent in New York, Leslie Goff, spoke to a survivor, David Hood, a Grenadian-born lawyer who was in his 65th floor office in the World Trade Center when the building shook yesterday.
About 8:45 yesterday morning, I felt the building shaking violently. Actually, at the time, I was in the bathroom, and I heard a loud boom, and the building shook violently, and when it did, I thought something must be wrong. I heard people running in the hall.